This is the 25th day of the month of January 2019, and it also marks the last third of our time of fasting during this 21-day fast. And we've elected that this last 7 days will be days that we will meet here at 6:30 every evening to seek the face of the Lord and to pursue the perfect will of God. The Word of God says that we should present ourselves as living sacrifices unto the Lord. He says, this is our reasonable service. And the reason is because the Word of God says that God has given to every one of us a measure of faith. And it says also that when we present ourselves as living sacrifices unto the Lord, that we position ourselves to prove that which is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. I believe that the first third was the time of the good. And the time of the second third of our fasting was the time of the acceptable. But now we step into the time of the perfect will, that we will prove the perfect will of God. You say, how do I know that? Well, because the Lord just spoke that to me. He just told me that just when you were hearing it. Hallelujah. We are stepping into the steppings of the perfect will of God to prove. Somebody say, I will prove God's perfect will. Not just His good, not just His acceptable, but now His perfect will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are in the third. Hallelujah. I don't know which game does the third. Hockey? Hockey does three? Three. Huh? What? Oh, lots of... No, they don't have the quarter after that? They end at the third? Hockey, only hockey that I know. Everything else has a... Huh? Yeah, the third. So this is winter. This is a very cold day. The day that my car won't start, for whatever reason, I think it's telling me you need a new battery. I thought I just changed the battery 2 years ago. Oh, so, well, I'll check. Maybe I still have a warranty on that thing. Anyway, God's perfect will shall be affirmed in our lives. Amen? Today I am going to share with you from a passage of Scripture that is rather strange, very strange, because this is not the kind of passage you want to start sharing from at this time or at any time, but it is the passage that God wants us to look at. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel, or our 2 Samuel chapter 11, that at the time when kings went to war, that David was in the wrong place. It says in 11:1, it says, and it came to pass, after the year was expired. The year expired in December, so to speak, 2018. So we are in a new year. And that's exactly the time that this happened. After the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab. and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. It says here, in that verse, at a time when kings go forth to battle. I don't know who convinced David to stay home. They may have told him, as they did in other times, listen, man, you're not a spring chicken anymore. Sit this out. And he decided to sit it out. Whatever his reasoning was. But it was a time when kings went out to battle that he stayed home. If this is the new year, for it were, the word of God says, and it came to pass after the year was expired. Then it happened at the beginning of the new year. God is saying to us then that when you start a new year, it is the time to battle. If you are a king, if you want to reign, you battle and you win the battle at the beginning of the year. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that they went, Joab went, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and they besieged Rabbah. They were winning. But David was supposed to be there at the beginning. This was not for Joab. This was not for his servants. This was not something that the Israelites were supposed to do without the king. The king was to be involved in it. And because he was not involved in winning that battle, he lost another battle. The battle he lost was a battle with Bathsheba. The Bible tells us that he was looking around in the evening. It says, and it came to pass in an evening tide. It could just stop at in an evening. But it says tide. And the idea is that there was a kind of movement happening in that evening. It was an ominous movement. A spiritual movement, a movement that was going to move this man into a place of disaster. It came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed. He was not sleeping, sleepless, and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And so the story began that started a spiral down. He commits adultery with this woman. The woman gets pregnant. And he invites the husband of the woman to come. He was out there in the forefront. Come home. And he tried to coerce him to go stay at his house so that he can hide his sin. But the man was so committed, so surrendered to duty, that he said, I cannot go home when my comrades are out there in the war front and enjoying time with my wife. No, I'm not doing that. And David tried, even got him drunk. And the man in a drunken state still was committed to duty. How committed are we to duty? So David decided, okay, If this man will not go that way, I'm going to deal with him some other way. And so he lures him out to the battlefront. He tells his generals, when you get him to the heat of the battle, step away from him. Leave him alone. So they got to the heat of the battle and they stepped away, and Uriah died. He was killed. David thought he was free. But there was a prophet called Nathan. Nathan comes and tells him the story of a man that had a big flock. Said this man had this big flock of sheep and oxen. And had a guest come. And instead of taking from his flock, he goes to his neighbor who had only one. And he killed that man's precious animal and serves it to his guest. And David is hot and redneck, and he's very upset. Who is this man? I'm going to kill him. Who did this? How did they do such a thing? This is wickedness. And Nathan said, thou art the man. You are the man. David breaks down. Anyhow, here he is. The child is born, and the child gets sick. Child is going to die. And David calls on himself a fast. The fast that I call the Davidic fast. You may not have heard it coined that way, but he calls a fast on himself. It says in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 15, and Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore unto David, and it was very sick. The Lord struck that child. It's very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day. Someone say the seventh day. This is why the Lord gave me this word for us today. On the seventh day. Say again, the seventh day. So for 7 days he's fasting. We have 7 more days. And 2 things are going to happen. The first thing that is going to happen is that anything that has been born illegitimately because of actions that we have taken because we did not go to battle at the time that kings go to battle, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that thing will die. You didn't hear what I said. Some things need to die so that you can step into another dimension. Hallelujah. He fasted for 7 days. And on the seventh day, the child died. The Bible says, and the servants of David feared to tell him that a child was dead, for they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he will not hearken to our voice. He will listen to us. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servant, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed, anointed himself, changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Confusing. His servants are confused. When the child was sick, you were busy fasting, you were on the floor crying. Now the child is dead, you get up, you go wash yourself, you put on new clothes, you comb your hair, brush your teeth and everything. Now you're sitting down and eating. What is going on here? We tried to get you to eat before, but you refused. And he says, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he's dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Say, Pastor, why are you preaching from this passage? Because number one, certain things must die. Certain things must die. Certain things must die. That which is illegitimate, wrongly born, because you are not positioned where you should be, must die. And no amount of fasting is going to change that, because God has another agenda. What he did wrong, God was going to right. Because his greatest son and the wisest did not come from any other wife. It came from this one that he got tangled with. Because God is a God who causes all things to work together for our good. Hallelujah. God will turn our evil experiences around and birth something fresh, something new, something glorious, something magnificent. But that which started out must be removed. It cannot stay, because those two sons are not going to stay together. One got to go. And I say to you today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever has been birthed in your life, birthed in my life, birthed in this church, because of a wrong action, because of wrong attitudes, because of wrong motivations, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ, it matters not what prayers have been prayed to keep it, it must be removed. It must die. It has no choice. Hallelujah. God is not salvaging that which is wrong, but God will start something new. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it with me, Father, this day I declare that anything that has been birthed in my life, in my family, in my ministry, in my calling, in my business, in any area of my life, in my physical body, that is not of you, that is illegitimate, Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, kill it. It must die. Bible says in verse 24, and David, and this is the second thing God is going to do for us today. And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went into her and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. What? From the same Bathsheba? Yes. That which was illegitimate became legitimate. Right or wrong, any which way you cut it, the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Any way you cut it, God looks at the situation and he says, I am going to make lemonade out of these lemons. I am not going to let this situation remain this way. I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to write a new story from this situation. Yes, the first child, nameless child. We don't know his name. We just know that the Lord killed that one. He became sick, and after he had fasted for 7 days, that child died. By the time we get to the last day of this month, everything that is contrary to God's will for your life must die. Anything that is contrary to God's will for my life, for my ministry, for my calling, for anything that concerns me, that concerns you, that concerns you, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, between now and these next 7 days, that thing that is not of God will die. Yes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. It shall not be resurrected ever again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For God will begin a new thing. Amen. David comforted Bathsheba, his wife. The child is dead. I did everything I could to keep it. I prayed, I fasted. I did everything, but the child is dead. Comforted his wife. Bathsheba went into her, laid with her. She bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And watch this. And the Lord loved him. Someone say, and the Lord loved him. Say it again. And the Lord loved him. Where did Solomon come from? Bathsheba. God loves Solomon? Yes. God elected Solomon? Yes. This Solomon is going to be the next king? Yes. This Solomon is going to be one of the wisest men that lived? Yes. Because the latter part of your life henceforth shall be greater than the former. The latter part of my life shall be greater than the former. Amen. All the days of my struggles are behind me. And every day of prosperity is before me. For from henceforth, the glory of God shall be made manifest. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. Everything else is illegitimate. But God will now legitimize what he has elected. And he says, I'm going to turn your story around. And I believe God wants to turn our stories around. Everyone whose eyes are on the Lord, get ready. Your Solomon is coming. Your next level is being born, and you will step into it, and you will see a manifestation Because the Lord loved him. Someone said, the Lord loves my next level. He loves it. Everything about my life, henceforth, God said, I love that. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 25 says, and he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name. Jedidiah, because of the Lord. What is Jedidiah? Because the Lord loved him. Because you are loved. Some say, I am loved. Say it again, I am loved. Say it again, God loves me. I am loved. God loves me. God loves me. God loves everything about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive that into your spirit right now. God loves everything about me. God loved Solomon. Why does God love Solomon? Because he loves Solomon, that's why. Was it because of anything Solomon has done? No. Just loved him. Someone said, God loves me. Not because of anything I have done, but because he just simply loves me. Not because of anything I've done. He just loves me. He just loves me. And during these 7 days, may you and I experience the dying of something and the birthing of something else. That which God killed came from Bathsheba. Hello? Are you with me? I said, that which God killed came from Bathsheba. And that which God loved came from Bathsheba. Wow. Repeat after me. That which God hated and destroyed, killed and eradicated came out of Bathsheba. And that which God embraced, that which God loved, that which God honored, came out of Bathsheba. Think about that. Just think about that. Just meditate on that for a moment. That which God destroyed came out of Bathsheba. That which God loved came out of that same Bathsheba. Why is that important? Because this is a place of covenant. Covenant. Bathsheba, daughter of oath, daughter of covenant. God, we're going to spend time the next few minutes praying. We're going to ask God that by his commitment as a covenant-keeping God, that those areas in our lives that must die, that it does not give it any chance to live, doesn't matter whether we fasted for 7 days, put our face on the ground. God, don't let anything live in my life, no matter how much I want it to live, when you know that it must die so that my Solomon can come. Do you understand? This is a prayer focus that we're going to have right now. It's our prayer point. Just a simple prayer point. God, anything in my life that must not live, covenant-keeping God, kill it. And so that that which must come can come. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? Okay. Rise with me. Those of you that are listening online, I want you to join us at this prayer point right now. We want that a covenant-keeping God will eradicate everything that is illegal, illegitimate in our lives. Whatever it is that we have allowed, because at the time that we're supposed to be battling and subduing the enemy, we presented ourselves in the wrong position. We are not properly positioned. And because of it, wrong actions, wrong attitudes were brought to manifestation. That God will zero into those areas and eradicate it. Do you believe God knows everything? Do you believe God knew that David was going to mess up? Do you believe that God knew that a Solomon was to be born? Solomon could have come out of any of his wives. But God elected to produce a Solomon through a vehicle where David's weakness was shown. Our second reference and prayer point is going to be, God, cause my weakness to be turned around to produce your glory. Amen? Look beyond my weakness and produce something glorious. Who will expect a Solomon from Bathsheba? Turn everything around for my good. Amen? But our first focus is right now is going to be God. Kill everything that is illegitimate in my life. Pray. Rakatabo shekerebra sandara makaye. Ikatala baba ba shekerebe kroto shika. Rando robo shekerebe seketele. Rikata Brabo Shendoro Mosahi, Rikandorobo Shenderobokahi, Rikata la Baba Shante, Masakata la Barekata Libareka, Rikatana Mashake, Rokotoro Masakata la Brokodomasi. O Father, in the name of Jesus, we magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we ask, O God, that even now that you will do something extraordinary in our lives. Do something extraordinary in my life. Do something extraordinary in the life of every son and daughter in this house. Do something extraordinary in the lives of those that are listening online. Do something extraordinary in this church. Oh God, by eradicating everything that is illegitimate, anything and everything that is contrary to your word. Father, anything, oh God, that we are trying to embrace and trying to cause to live, oh God, God of covenant, Father, go beyond our requests and our desires and eradicate, oh God, that which will be continually a stumbling block. It must go. Remove it, Lord. Anything, oh God, that will contradict your will in our lives, oh God, eradicate, 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 annihilate it, remove it completely, destroy it in the name of Jesus. Father, as you did with the first child of Bathsheba, do it now. Wherever, oh God, we have produced that which is illegitimate, Father God, in the name of Jesus, eradicate it. Forever remove it. Forever, Lord, 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 remove it. Oh God, any place and anything that has been birthed for God in Glory and Peace Church, Lord, oh God, that is not of you, Lord, oh God, eradicate it. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, eradicate everything that is contrary. Anything, oh God, that is a stumbling block. Remove, 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 remove permanently in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when that first child died, the child that was born out of an adulterous relationship, born out of the act of incivility, murder, and all the horrendous activities of David, the one that the Word of God says was a man after his own heart. How does this happen? The Bible says when that child died, David got up, cleaned himself up, and ate. So I fasted I thought maybe God will change his mind and cause the child to live. But the child is dead. God didn't heal the child, deliver the child. When I was with my whole heart fasting and praying for 7 days, I'm not going to keep this up. I change. Cleaned himself up. In this time, our prayer is going to be, God, help me not to mourn that which you have removed from my life. Help me not to invest myself in that which you have eradicated from my life. Help me celebrate. Change my clothes. Sit down to celebrate and eat. And declare life goes on. You know, I'll tell you something after we finish our prayer segment. And in the natural, this message that I'm sharing with you right now is not a message I should be preaching and sharing with you today, especially today. Because it can easily be misunderstood. But I want you to pray, God, help me to divorce myself from the spirit of grief and mourning. Because of something that you have taken away from my life because it was illegitimate. Pray that prayer. Father, help me, O God, to divorce myself and not allow myself to be entangled with that which is contrary to your perfect will for my life. For your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. And so, Lord, O God, I divorce myself from that which is not your will for my life. And declare this day in the name of Jesus that I will celebrate your goodness, your loving kindness, your tender mercies. And declare, O God, you are good and your mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. I untangle myself from that which wants to tangle me. Ratababo shekele brekete masoko. Balarabo shekele brose maha. Ikalarabo shindele mresekete le brokotei. Yekete le brokotomaha. Yandararaba shikalabasokotoma. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. And finally, we're going to pray that God will legitimize us and the fulfillment of his eternal promises. That which is hidden from our view that he knows from eternity past to eternity present and to eternity future. For God knows everything. That God will turn that which is bad and flip it and cause goodness to come out of what seemed not to be good. Out of death, the jawbone, honey came out. Let the sweetness of God come out from a bad past so that a glorious new beginning can be made manifest. Do you understand? Pray that prayer. Koye masika. Moriki tirabolakashi. Teleba sikande moteke tio birikatai katushima. Raki kande masheketelua. Ratude kinama sikate barakatala mashiko. Kiondore masote breketele broko tomasiko. Barande katale katikashi. Kando matikalabao sintolo imatakaye. Barekatala masikato. Jende masura lekatuarima. Bereketele broko tomeketia. Shande kuratua mahigadebashi. Birth new life. A glorious life. By bringing legitimacy to that which was illegitimate. Let there be a removal of a history that was wrong. And the birthing of a new day, a new history, a new beginning. Father, in this next 7 days, Lord, oh God, shift everything, align everything, bring all things into proper order. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord. We receive your eternal word. We step, oh God, into a destiny that cannot be stopped. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, your word says, you loved Solomon. Jedidiah. Lord, oh God, let the grace of a Jedidiah come upon our lives. Let the grace of a Solomon come upon our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Rakataba shekerebra somo. Rekerebo shekereba. Rekerebo sheke. Thank you, Lord. Ikalaraba sheka. Rakataraba sheke. Birth for God, Solomon. Birth for God, your peace. Lord of God, you have called this house glory and peace. Father, let your glory, O God, come upon peace. Let your glory come upon this household of saints. O God, do something transformative in the name of Jesus. For you loved Solomon. You loved peace. Yadaradaba shekerebrakaya. Yikosheka. Lord, oh God, the temple that your son Solomon built, your glory came there. Your glory came down so strongly that the priests could not even function. Oh God, let that glory come. Let it come upon this house. Let it come, oh God. Let it come. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Radaboshekele brakadama. God of the turnaround, turn all things around for your glory and honor and for our eternal benefit. We give you praise for this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's open your hands. Father, I pray for everyone here, everyone listening, and everyone who is part of this family of saints, wherever they are. Almighty God, that you take from them that which is contrary, and that you replace it with that which is glorious from you. You are a God of covenant. God of covenant. Honor your covenant. God of covenant, you said that when we forgot your covenant, you remembered for us your covenant. Your covenant, O God, you will not break. The things that you've uttered out of your mouth, you will not change. Lord, O God, let your abiding blessings come upon every life here. Do it, Father. Do it in the name of Jesus. Do it because, Lord, O God, you have loved us with an everlasting love, an unshakable love, an unstoppable love. We receive the full impact of the benefits that you have ordained, and we will celebrate your goodness in this land of the living. Everything that you've purposed for us, we receive now. And we declare, O God, that no thief, no robber, no one, spirit or man, keep anything that you have assigned to us. What is mine, I receive now. And what you have given to me, I declare, O God, that you will multiply it. Increase it, Lord. Increase it, Lord. God of multiplication, multiply the blessings that you have bestowed upon my life. So, Lord, O God, that I will birth, O God, bigger and greater things. The old God, that I will be fruitful, yes, multiply, yes, and have dominion, amen, subduing all things, yes, for your glory and honor. Yes. Father, let that which you have placed in my life not remain the same. Amen. Let it be multiplied. In the name of Jesus, amen, let everything that you have seeded in my life multiply after its kind. For all that you have placed in my life is good. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. God is good. Amen.